recent years, as most people know, a lot of companies that had traditional retirement plans, what they called defined benefit plans, have dropped them, including some very well-known newspapers in our own area. They've just dropped it completely. So that means that the worker now must finance his or her retirement based on Social Security, which isn't much, and whatever they manage to save. For many people, that vehicle is a 401k plan, or like the Feds, the Thrift Savings Plan. What these different lawyers around the country have done is they've been going to these different companies and saying, you haven't been doing a good enough job of picking a plan, a TSP plan or a TSP manager, that will handle those funds at a reasonable rate. And there was a story in the New York Times this week which said that something like the amount of money, the administrative fees that a plan can charge you and does charge you over a period of a lifetime of working and then going into retirement can cost you as much as $185,000. That's just in fees. So those are fees you pay, that money you don't get. That's your money that's not invested. That's a handsome amount of money. But what they're doing now, they're going to court, and the latest one is with Lockheed Martin in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, and they're saying that Lockheed Martin, and I don't want to blacken them here, but they're something about they did not properly administer the plan in that they could have gotten a better fund manager, according to the lawsuit. And that's happening all over. It's happening in a lot of places. And it's, I think the handwriting possibly on the wall for federal workers is not the Thrift Savings Plan itself, because everybody who knows 401k plans says it's the best in the country. But for people under the old civil service retirement system, which are relatively few, a couple of hundred thousand still working, they really don't need the TSP. In most cases, they will have a good enough annuity, a pension, that will cover them. It's indexed inflation, fully indexed inflation, so it'll cover them for life. Any earnings they have from the Thrift Savings Plan is just gravy. For people under the FERS retirement system, which is the majority of people working now, the TSP is critical. They need to invest in it. They need to invest as bold as they can, particularly if they're young, invest in the stock market, invest in the life cycle funds. You know, don't put all your money in a safe bet, particularly when you're young, and you're going to have to finance a lot of your retirement. When the TSP was created in the 1980s, they estimated that it would provide one-half to one-third of the income people will have in retirement. And that varies depending on how the stock market does, whether it's a third or a half. But it's a lot. And either way, people need it, and they need to keep an eye on it. And it is very possible that the next Congress, which begins next month, and the administration, for that matter, will take a look at government costs and say, maybe we can save some money on the TSP, not changing the companies that manage the different programs, but maybe changing the government match. You know, the government now gives you 4+1% match, and that's in effect a tax deferred pay raise for people, up to 5%. Cutting back that match would save the government a lot of money. A lot of private companies have done that. So I think people are always skittish about what the politicians may do to their benefits packages, and that TSP is something to watch, not panic over, but to watch.
I want to bring this back to the private sector area real quick, because you mentioned, and in a story I read on National Public Radio, the lawyers that are behind this lawsuit against Lockheed Martin, they haven't just targeted Lockheed. They've gone to a few different companies and started class actions against them. And it struck me, one of the reasons why these lawsuits are starting to come about is that people are now aware that their retirement costs could be lower. And that kind of drives to the heart as to why the Thrift Savings Plan, I think, is so valuable for federal employees, because it's so easy. It's one of those passive investments that you say, here's the money, you just keep taking it and there's that trust.
That's very important. And when the Thrift Savings Plan was set up, remember, it was set up by the government, for the government, and it's run by the government. The people that are participating in it, among other things, some of them have the jobs of overseeing pension plans. The Labor Department, at Treasury, at Justice, at the Securities and Exchange Commission. So these are people that know pensions inside and out. So where their money is invested and how it's invested is very important to them. And when Congress set this up, and remember, members of Congress and their staff are in the Thrift Savings Plan too, so they want to give themselves the best possible deal. And many people think they did. But it was set up under the KISS principle, as in K-I-S-S, which is keep it simple, stupid, you know. And the idea is it's a very basic plan, very low administrative fees, and that's the way it's going to continue to operate. And those low administrative fees over time will save people a tremendous amount of money, and it will go into their account rather than into the account of some fund manager. Francis Rose and I, we had John Bogle on a radio show one time. John Bogle is the founder, I guess he's the godfather of the index fund and one of the founders of Vanguard. You know, very good fund, very low administrative fees. And he told us at the time, he said, I wish I could get into the TSP. It's really good. And in recent years, John Bogle has become an advocate for people paying as little as possible to have their fees managed by other people. And he says there's an awful lot of money going to waste because people are paying much more than they have to. And the TSP is an example of, if not the best, certainly one of the best 401k plans in the country.
And it's also interesting because the TSP continues to change over time. So Congress just passed a law that says newly hired federal employees are automatically enrolled in the life cycle funds,
right,
which are higher risk, but and they slowly get phased into lower risk options as they grow older.
Exactly. You age in place with those life cycle funds. They're readjusted for you. In times of a financial panic, you don't panic because it adjusts for you. It buys low and then theoretically sells high. I think the fact that it was co-authored by Chairman Daryl Issa, a Republican who's a very smart man, richest man in Congress, and Congressman Cunningham of Maryland, it shows it's a bipartisan thing. They think it's best for people. They have the best interests of the investors at heart. And again, this is feds helping feds.
I guess if we could take the outside look onto this, if you're a private citizen and you don't work in the federal government, the question is, why can't I have that?
Exactly, exactly. And I wake up thinking, why can't I get in the TSP? Proof in the pudding. The number of people, there are a substantial number of people in the Thrift Savings Plan now who have million-dollar accounts. Now, some of them did it the hard way. They started investing 20, 30 years ago. They invested not recklessly, but they walked on the wild side. They've benefited from the stock market, and they have million-dollar-plus accounts. But many of the millionaires, the pension millionaires or the TSP millionaires, are people who came into government from the private sector. They may be lawyers who became federal judges. They may be doctors who went in the VA hospital system. For whatever reason, these are rich people who came into government. They're smart. They've made a lot of money, and when they come into government, they have a 401k plan sitting with their old employer, and they take one look at the government TSP, at its options and its low fees, and they transfer all that outside money in. So a lot of the pension millionaires have created it by bringing money in. Again, these are smart people, they're shrewd people, and they have been bringing money into the TSP. So that should tell you something.
A recruitment tool.
Yes, absolutely.